Welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and this is the Erica Glessing Show. I'm so happy you're with me today. We have a major rock star on board with us today. She's someone I've known for quite a few years. I just respect this woman so much and the work she does in the world. I'm very grateful for her. Welcome, Jessica Riverson. How are you?
I'm awesome. Hello.
Yeah, so fierce champion of women and their businesses, and so exciting. I love what you're doing in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your new show and the Feminine CEO and what that means, what that is.
Awesome. I would love to. Well, I think the best way to describe this new podcast that we're launching, the Feminine CEO podcast, is just to kind of give you a background of my entrepreneurial journey. Because this podcast is coming out of a place of feeling like women are really asking for and searching for a new feminine model of success. Most of us have been looking at, you know, at the masculine for the model of success. And so we've tried to have it all, because as women, at least in the United States, it's like, we're able to have it all, but we think the way to have it all is by doing it all.
Right.
we've been kind of duped there. And yeah. That happened to me in growing my online coaching business, which is my second entrepreneurial business. I was growing a franchise business prior to that. So I wasn't new to entrepreneurship, but it's a whole other ball game when you go into online marketing and online business. And of course I had mentors, wonderful, wonderful mentors. And even still, the way I was approaching my success was from what I would call the toxic masculine. And in our community of like personal development, there's all this talk about toxic masculine, toxic feminine. I didn't know what it was at first. I didn't get it, but I definitely, when I heard the phrase feminine energy, I was like attracted to it, even though I didn't even get it at first. But what I learned was that was me. I was creating my business from what would be the toxic masculine, toxic feminine, which is, put your head down, work your ass off, push yourself until you bleed, basically. Stay up all night. Push your family to the side, because you just need to focus and put blinders on, and you need to get stuff done, and you need to play the part of being successful. You need to look successful, act like you're successful, act like you're confident, even when you're not. And it just completely was burning me out.
You know, what's so interesting about this topic is, lately I've been doing work that is so in alignment with me, and it's so easy for me to do. And I was looking back at how I used to work, and it really felt like before I was pushing rocks up a hill. Like, it felt like I was just, you know, determined to make my this and that business work. And I did all this like pushing. And now that I'm doing this other business model, it's so amazing to me. I can't even tell you, Jessica. It's when I get into that alignment, everything changed.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So and you know, that I'm glad you brought up the business model thing. When I started, so here's what happened. I basically was having my first six figure plus year. And so it was like so exciting, but it was really the hardest year of my life. My daughter was born that year, and I was breastfeeding her, but I was traveling the world and bringing my breast pump. And, you know, my husband and I had this like role reversal thing going on, where I was like bringing home the bacon and I was in charge of everything. And I was like the driving force of everything. And he was the, you know, child caregiver primarily. And, that was very hard for me. I felt like I was giving up something, but I did it because I knew I needed to build this, and that, you know, it was going to be worth it. And, you know, I thought, well, at least she has one parent that's, you know, there for her 24/7. And I'm going to be just in my office with the door shut, or I'm going to be traveling the world and maybe doing all these, these things to make it happen, you know, like make
it make it. It's like that. And the thing is, like, we can't downplay how successful you were. I mean, you did pull it off. You kicked some serious, you know what? True. I mean, you built a serious business and you helped other people too. It's just that it seems like now you've kind of come to a different understanding almost.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And I mean, I got an autoimmune disease, which is called Hashimoto's. It's a thyroid disease. It has a lot to do with your throat chakra and not expressing your truth. So that's been huge. I started taking priestess certifications, which was another word that I was like, what is that? But I gravitated towards it. And I started really coming home to the place where I originally built my business. Was I was building a spiritual coaching business for entrepreneurs, but along the way I kind of got sidetracked with you know, getting the ROI and getting the results and not only making it happen for myself but making it happen for my clients. I mean, you and I were just talking about how, like, results oriented I've been, and our clients get our clients who are also coaches and also building their coaching business, they get insane results, but the way I was going about it was killing me. And what Hashimoto's does is it's your thyroid cannibalizing itself. It's awful. Ouch.
Yeah.
So you're literally burning yourself on both ends. And I started learning about masculine feminine energy, and the masculine, if you're in the toxic masculine, you're overdoing. You're overthinking everything in your business. You're overanalyzing. You're people pleasing, you're over giving, over delivering. And that's, I was doing all of those things thinking that was making me successful.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to have to scoot you into a little bit of fast forwarding now because it's only an 8-minute show and we're bumping up against our time. So why don't you share with us kind of like the new model? Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. So the new model is getting those two energies balanced, trusting the masculine structures and the bright business model to serve you and support you in your business. And then also trusting the feminine, the healthy feminine, which is receiving, allowing yourself to receive support, allowing yourself to receive more money, taking your intuition and then putting strategy around that to create incredible results in your business instead of just trying to think your way to success.
Nice. I love it. And tell us what the name of the podcast and where people can listen to it.
Absolutely. It is called the Feminine CEO Podcast, the place where inner priestess meets CEO. And you can find us on iTunes. You also can join the community of nearly 3,000 coaches who are also part of the Feminine CEO, and it's on Facebook. So you just go, Feminine CEO group on Facebook. You'll find us there.
Nice. Gosh, Jessica, it went by so fast. Thank you so much for stopping by my show. And so everybody go on and find the podcast. And why don't you also give us your website, Jessica?
It is jessicariverson.com.
Perfect. Thanks for coming.